This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Let's take a moment to consider the libations of the season: spiked eggnog, mulled wine, and a nice cold Christmas beer? Not so far out. NPR's Netta Ulaby says Christmas beers are a growing trend.
It's a most wonderful time of the year for beer geeks, according to Jonathan Miro. The lanky 45-year-old co-owns a couple of Philadelphia bars known for curating their beer lists just as carefully as their wines. At the moment, Miro is quaffing a malty, dark red Christmas ale.
And like a lot of the Christmas beers, it's spiced, often with pumpkin pie spices and other Christmassy spices. This has cloves, allspice, and cinnamon and ginger.
If that sounds unpleasantly like a spice rack exploding in your mouth, you're not alone. Customer Lauren Schwartz is sticking to regular lager.
My perception is I don't like Christmas beers. They're too heavy. They're too much.
You know, that is the funny thing about Christmas beer, too, because
that's
a lot of
Don Russell. He's a tireless advocate of Christmas beer who writes a popular beer column in the Philadelphia Daily News under the name
Joe Sixpack, the everyman, just like beer is for the everyman.
Later that night, Russell stands before a classroom of about 40 people. He's teaching about the joys of Christmas beer at Philadelphia's School of Fermentation. That's one of those places wine and beer lovers go to refine their appreciation.
Christmas beer goes back to the earliest days of beer making. People were making Christmas beer before there was actually Christmas.
Russell tells the classroom that for millennia, farmers around the world have marked the winter solstice by brewing up fortified beer. Some countries, like Norway, took it very seriously.
The farmers who made the beer had to, by law, had to make Christmas beer with a grain bill that equaled the weight of the farmer and his wife. And if you didn't make the beer, you could be expelled from your farm. Actually, until 1950, they had this rule.
Another, perhaps more beloved Christmas beer tradition hails from the British Isles. Wassailing, says Russell, was essentially caroling for beer.
And it was up to the host to provide a bowl of wassail, which would have been originally a strong ale that had been spiced and then flavored with baked crab apples.
A bowl of strong beer, I pray you draw near, then our jolly wassail you then shall hear.
Russell has the class sample a modern version of wassail ale from England, Samuel Smith's Winter Welcome.
What do we think of this beer? To me, this is one of these beers that really belies the notion that Christmas beer is big and strong and dark and malty.
Russell recently published an entire book about Christmas beers, an intoxicating compendium of winter warmers, triple box, porters, and imperial stouts. One of the most intriguing is called Samichlaus from Austria.
This beer is actually made only one day a year, on December 6th, which is St. Nicholas Day. It's a huge batch. It takes forever to make this beer, and they actually have a mass to bless the beer. There's a chapel in the brewery and a priest that blesses the beer.
Russell pauses to enjoy the beer's yeasty perfume with notes of honey and lavender.
It's got sort of like, to me, some sort of whiskey qualities.
A beer, in short, with which to curl up before a blazing fire. Jim Frazier is a Philadelphia lawyer who's taking the class. He says you can sum up Christmas beers this way.
Beers on steroids. I'm actually feeling that a little bit right now, you know, kind of, wow, I've had 8 big beers, so.
But Frazier prefers big steroid beers. That's why he enjoyed this Christmas beer class.
I'm not a Christian, so I don't really celebrate Christmas, but, you know, I'm going to go home and think about how delicious it was, because it really was.
A recent industry study showed beer sales up and wine sales down. That makes sense to Joe Sixpack. Beer, he says, is recession's champagne. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
You'll find a list of Joe Sixpack's Christmas beer recommendations at our website, npr.org.